The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning back, everybody. Alan Ellis here and Robin.
Good morning.
With the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, taking entries for the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a free CVA muzzleloader at the end of the month. We'll probably give it away the first Saturday of December, since the last Saturday in November is the first day of deer season. Likely there will be a pre-recorded show, and I'll be in the tree stand at this time of the morning.
I told them I'd do the show by myself, but they'd be no callers, no anything after the first 5 minutes.
You're welcome to try if you want.
No.
Huh?
I don't think they'd enjoy
you
that.
You don't think so. All right. So I'm
more worried about your listeners. That's all.
You're worried about the listeners listening to you.
Yeah, they would give up. They'd be off the air. We'd be off. We'd be dead.
Yeah. So what do you recommend there, Robin? 90 degrees of 209 Blackhorn, or do you recommend Pyrodex?
I recommend a slow cooker and some...
Okay.
I'll tell you how to cook it.
Yep. Gotcha. So, Chris, the number is for Chris Klaproth is our producer. He's back at the station. We're down here at the house. By the way, Robin as well, the hearing aids are working out okay, even with the headset on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
You just walked outside. What does it feel like?
Cold.
Is it?
It's cold. Yeah, it's beautiful out there. I will tell you, let's see what it is here in Easton. Just check, 36 degrees in Easton.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's very nice. Chilly on the shore today.
Don't touch that thermostat.
Yep. Nope. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922 is our phone number for those of you who are interested in getting into the muzzleloader contest. We're getting emails from John B. and Captain Don and... young lady named Jean, and then David. I got an email from him. I've got to answer later in the day. So that's how you get in the contest. And the rules are very simple. You call the number, 410-WCBM-680. Call 922-6680. Chris will answer the phone. He'll get your name and your phone number. That enters you into the contest up until a point. You've got to go on the air and then talk with me. I don't care if you just say hi, or I just want to get in the contest, or, boy, it's cold outside, or, you know, you think the rain will hurt the rhubarb, or whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. But that's how you do it. Call in. Let Chris record your name and phone number. At the end of the month, we'll put all those names and phone numbers. We'll assign them a numerical designation. We'll give everybody a number. Robin will go on her phone. She'll get the random number generator for all the entries that we have. A number will pop up and somebody will win. We'll call them, we'll get their address, and CVA will send you a muzzleloader. It's that simple. Been doing it for what, 12 years now, Chris? Something like that? Hello, Chris.
He must be answering the phone.
I'm screening some phone calls.
Screening some phone calls.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, while I'm doing that, why don't you go ahead and talk to Chuck?
I'll talk to Chuck. I'll be glad to talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Robin.
How you doing?
Morning.
I'm doing good.
Would you like to have a muzzleloading contest?
Just so you know, it's 34 degrees in Hampstead.
Oh, well, of course, you had to be colder than the Eastern Shore, but we're a little further south than you are.
Yep. Hey, your comment about the incidents, reports from the DNR, you can't think out till next year.
Yes.
We never see anything reported about them.
Pretty much.
I see all these other states that I'm always seeing news reports where somebody fell out of the tree or whatever.
Yep.
And it's, well, one, I can't comprehend why anybody doesn't strap themselves in.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't climb a tree myself, but I mean, I just can't understand why people don't use the safety things that are available to them.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have one of the safest climbing tree stands out there. And I mean, you lock into the tree, you sit there locked in, and you're not going anywhere. Both the climber and the seat are strapped in, you know, locked into the tree. They don't even wiggle. And I still have my safety harness on. I'm still strapped in. You know, there's no reason not to be, because anything could happen. You know?
Right. Well, I don't have to worry about falling more than 2 feet because I'm sitting in my ground blind. So.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't want that to happen either.
Well, I don't know.
Not with your back, buddy. Not with your back.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully later this month they'll finally solve my problem.
I hope so. I hope you're right. So.
At least I got a good friend to give me a hand coming out of the blind.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So.
But he's got back problems too, so he just had a procedure done yesterday, Thursday. So
yeah,
hopefully that'll help him for a couple of years again.
Well, that's good.
So
yeah,
anyway.
Well, Robin's still battling with the back, so we'll see how that all works. You know,
getting old isn't fun.
Yep.
No, and it seems like the back. It multiplies. That's all. And if one thing starts bothering you, something else starts bothering you because you're compensating for the thing that was bothering you in the first place.
Right. That's the way it was. That's the way that was what was wrong with Diane when she had the problems with her knees.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. Well, let's get back to some calls that are on point with about the outdoors. We don't have to talk about that. We don't have to talk about our medical problems.
Exactly.
Or what's going on because we're getting old.
Hey, guess what, Chuck? If you fall out of your tree stand, you're going to have medical problems that plague you the rest of your life.
That's right. That's so, right. And then somebody.
If you have one left, if you have a life left.
Yeah. And then somebody that falls out of the tree is going to have to probably use the PCBA because.
That's right.
You're right.
Yep.
Nothing else we can put them on adaptive devices that they might need.
Yeah, people want to watch the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We described the whole process on how to get a disability pass on public land for Maryland in there. So it's an application process, a relatively simple one, but your disability pass allows you to hunt from your vehicle. And have somebody with you who's not allowed to hunt from the vehicle, of course, but can assist you. So it's a pretty good deal.
I carry the disability pass. I never used it in Maryland, but
right.
But it's helped me in other states. When we went to Wyoming, because I had one from Maryland, mm-hmm. I could technically hunt from the back of a pickup truck if I wanted to.
Very cool.
Yep. All right,
I think
buddy.
That's wonderful because you hate to see people lose that ability.
You're right. I agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's when I had my stroke, I was torn up for, you know, a couple of years till I could start going out in the woods again.
Yep.
It's a sad time when you're sitting in your quote unquote man cave, which I don't have a man cave like Alan has, but that's my computer and a gun case in it. And take a gun out and try and shoulder it, and you know, just to be able to see, can I possibly go out this year?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
If I could hold it, you know, the way and pull the trigger. Yeah.
Well, that's good to tell them because they need to realize their actions, not yours is different, but their actions can make them lose the ability to do it altogether. You know.
Yeah. I mean, mine is minor to a lot of the members of the PCBA that are in wheelchairs that are, you know, paraplegic and things like that. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'll
let you get going.
All right. Thanks,
Chuck. Have a great one, Chuck.
We'll see you soon.
Good luck today, Grandma and Grandpa.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye. See you. All right. Who's next on the line there, Mr. Chris?
We have Captain Don.
Captain Don. Captain Don. Got it.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Miss Robin.
Good morning. You sound nice and happy, perky this morning.
oh, I just had my coffee and I'm going up the road here where I can usually see some deer or something else running across the road.
Sure.
But I called to enter the contest.
Okay.
And to say hi.
Hi.
Did you get my email?
I got it. Where was that?
That was behind my house in the Brandon Shores Cold Care Channel where it intersects with the main channel.
There's something there, buddy. There's some fish there, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, that was just one shot. But you know what? I didn't catch one.
Really?
Yeah. I saw a lot of them, but I couldn't catch any. But
whatever they are, they're big. They're pretty good size. I mean...
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't have my bait rod with me. My rubber band.
Yeah, your rubber band mesh. And your net job and all that stuff. I get it.
Didn't have it. So, anyway, have a great weekend.
We will. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
And it's 34 degrees down here in Pasadena.
Ah, okay. It's in the 30s all over the state, for sure.
Yep.
Very nice. Thanks, Captain Don.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Chris, we got anybody online?
Oh, we've got a total of three people. We've got Brian, Steve, and Chris.
Brian, Steve, and Chris. Let's talk to Brian, I guess. Morning, Brian.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just wanting to enter that muzzleloader contest.
All right, you're in.
And I'm some good sliding down here through the woods, almost down here. Going to go bow hunting this morning.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Just be careful out there. Make sure. Are you climbing?
Hey, the climber, yeah.
Okay.
Had a few deer already cross the road coming down here.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate when I'm going deer hunting to see a deer. That means they're already on their feet before you get in the stand. You likely blow something out before you get in there, you know?
Usually run them off before I get to the tree.
So. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I never like to see them on the road going in. I never like to bump them on the way in, but, you know. The worst one I ever had was early muzzleloader season one day. I'd gotten to a stand. I hunted this stand last time I bow hunted up in Cecil County, and I was sitting in the stand, very unfamiliar with it, found it. You know, I'm sitting there, and it's just not quite legal shooting time yet. Mm-hmm. And a big, giant deer walked underneath some laurel right next to me. Had no idea I was there. And I saw him going, and I let him go. And about 15 minutes later, the skies opened up, and I sat in that stand till, I guess it didn't quit raining until 1:30. I mean, I sat there for hours and hours and hours in the rain. There was nothing moving. I was worried about my muzzleloader and all that stuff. But, you know, I had a roof over me, so it was good at that point. But, man, that was a tough day. But that deer walking there in the morning as early as it was, that's the one I should have taken because he with a big body.
You stay all day, you see him. So.
Yeah, I didn't see. I mean, next time I saw deer was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing close enough to shoot. So, you know.
Yeah, it was like last weekend. I went and had some good ones come through the woods, not good enough to get a shot about 8 o'clock and stayed there till 5.
Yeah.
Saw some more at 5, but it was a long sit.
Long sit is right, yep. But sometimes that's what it takes. So.
Yeah, you can't shoot them sitting home, that's for sure.
Correct. All right, Brian, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, we'll see you. Let's talk to Steve.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Good, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
All right, thought I'd call in and get in your muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
And then I had another safety reminder for your listeners that
okay.
you don't think about much, is your ramps putting your ATV in the back of your truck. Last year, I had the right ramp fold up on me and fell out of the back of the truck when I was just about in there. It really tore my right leg up bad. So
that makes
it's something sense. That your listeners should take a look at their ramps and check them because, I mean, I open them things 100 times. And just never think about it. Hook them to the back of the truck and drive up. And
you hooked it to the truck. You drove up. The right ramp failed.
Yeah, I bought them. Well, they were old. I bought them when I bought my four wheeler, and I had a four wheeler for 19 years.
What actually failed on it?
These ramps had like suspension cables. So when you open them up, it had a cable went to the top one and to the bottom of the ramp. You know,
had
like a hinge point in the middle.
Yeah.
And two of them cables broke, and that ramp just folded up on itself.
Man. Man, and you're already on it on your ATV, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, I was just about all the way in the back of the truck.
And the right ramp broke and flipped you over.
Flipped me over backwards, you know, fell to the right side out of the truck, and
ooh,
all that weight went on my right leg.
Man, oh,
fractured
man,
some bones, tore the meniscus, tore the ACL, so.
Yeah, you were limping for a couple days.
Open.
You were limping for a couple days, huh?
So, be a good thing for your listeners to check them ramps.
All right. That's a good tip, man. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
All right, you too. Thanks, Steve. Let's talk to Chris. Chris.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm calling to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You're Say, in. He wants to be in the muzzleloader contest.
Oh, yeah,
contest.
I could hardly hear him. So, yeah, you're in, buddy. No question.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah,
that's better.
Heading down the shore, do a little scouting for the upcoming season and do a little fishing and hopefully do a little hunting next weekend.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. And CBA makes a good muzzleloader. Hope it wins.
They do. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yep. Well, I hope you win, too. Good luck to you.
Thanks for the contest. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Thank
Have a
you.
Great day.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Yes, indeed. Hey, hunters, don't miss this opportunity to own your own prime hunting property. There's an absolute auction of 286 acres on Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland, on November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. That's next Saturday. This farm is in the heart of prime sika deer territory, and the auction will be held on site. So if you're down here hunting, take a break, you know, get your deposit together. Head down there, buy 286 acres on the auction, and then once you're done, sign the paperwork, go back in the stand.
That sounds perfect.
You like that idea? I think it's great. And, you know, you can stop at Bay Country Donuts and grab some lunch and head down there to the auction and, you know. Anyway, once again, it's an absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property, November 9th, next Saturday. For more information, visit MarshallAuctions.com. Now, if you're a real estate agent, contact Doug Marshall for a broker participation form. Brokers must have their clients registered with the auction company, Marshall Auctions, 48 hours prior to the auction. That's MarshallAuctions.com for the absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property in Dorchester County on November 9th. Don't miss it. If you go to the website, there's a plat map of the property, shows you what it looks like. And you can find out all about it at MarshallAuctions.com. Now, look, I mentioned Bay Country Bakery. I may as well talk about them, right?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, why not? You know, when I'm on Route 50, not far from where the auction is going to be held, when I'm going to the deer stand or the duck blind or the auction, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery, and I'll be picking up a donut, like a maple frosted donut, which I shouldn't have, but, you know, with the sliced almonds on top, or a sandwich or a fresh cup of hot coffee. And Bay Country Baker in Cambridge has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. Not just some of, all of the best, no question. And you know what? You stop by, you get enough for everyone in camp. They serve you great breakfast, too, from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. They're open now. Even after your morning hunt, from 11 till 2, you can get a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. That's Route 50 East, you know, going towards Ocean City. You'll see them on the right. Big pink donut, sprinkles on it. It's like 10 feet tall on the side of the building.
Well, when you're driving down there with me this morning, you won't miss it. You think I'm kidding. We're really going.
We're really going?
We're really going.
All right. Stand by, Dave. We'll be there. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website. Like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say howdy. Maybe Robin and I will be in there. Stop by this morning, that's
yeah,
sure.
Pretty early this morning.
All right, we've got to talk about Clyde and a couple other folks, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner, and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Okay, I want to talk about Browning Firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, I talked about the auto loaders during the last break with Clyde's, but I want to talk about a couple other firearms now. These two guns, one is a rifle, bolt action rifle, the other is a pump shotgun, are no longer in production. But Clyde's has plenty of stock on both of these. Now, on the rifles, the calibers might be limited, but it's the AB3 Hunter. It's an outstanding big game value package in wood or synthetic stock. It's got blued barrel in action, a walnut stock, 60-degree throw bolt, a detachable double-stack magazine, factory installed. This is the key, a Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. And the calibers include 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. So this rifle, even though it's an economy rifle, it is still a Browning, and it's probably better than a lot of things out there. So you want to check that out at Clyde Sports Shop. You know, maybe you're headed for deer. Maybe you want a youth model. Maybe you want, a caliber for a youngster like a 243. Or maybe you're headed out west and you want to take the 7 mag or the 300 Win mag. You never know. Now, the pump shotgun is also no longer going to be in production from Browning, and that's the famous BPS pump. The BPS pump features a bottom ejection, which is nice. If you like a pump-action shotgun in the duck blind or the goose blind, you're not going to be smacking your blind mate in the side of the head with a shell when it comes out because it goes right in the bottom of the blind. It comes in 410, 20, 12, and 10-gauge models. Also, 12- and 20-gauge rifle barrel deer hunter models are available. Bottom ejection, as I mentioned, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo, comes with 3 Invector Plus choke tubes on the waterfowl models or the bird models. So there you go. 2 great guns out of production from Browning, but still available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Talked to Lawrence the gunsmith the other day. He's doing great. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back, aren't we?
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping.
Does that?
Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha, ha. Yeah, that's for sure. You ain't never come down with this disease. You ain't never climbed up in a tree. Buck fever.
Yeah, buck fever. I love it. If I ever stop having that feeling, I'll quit. I'll tell you what. So far, so good. How long have I been hunting? 52 years?
Long time.
Over half a century.
All right. I love Chris. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Half a century. You make me sound like I'm old or something.
Well, never mind.
Huh? I can hear some bones creaking all the way up here.
I'll let that one go. Let's talk to Richard on the phone. Morning, Richard. Thanks for holding on during the break.
Hey, not a problem, Alan. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, good morning. Did you just send me some pictures? Did you just send me some pictures?
I did.
Yeah.
You made my morning. They're gorgeous.
Gorgeous pictures.
How do you like that doe with all that white around the eyes? That's pretty wild, isn't it?
That is wild. Yes, sir, that is. I like that. Yeah, I like the sow with three cubs.
Yeah, that was cool, too.
Yeah.
A lot of bear down there. I haven't physically seen any yet, but I've seen some evidence of them. But getting tons of pictures of them. On
yep.
almost every camera.
Well, Tennessee's known for its bears.
Yeah, we've seen bear in Tennessee.
No question.
First time coming back, I came back, when I come back, Thursday.
Yeah.
I saw one hit on 81, you know, laying on the side of the road. That was the first time I've even seen one of those.
Oh, bear hit on the road? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah,
I'm loving this doe picture.
Yeah, the doe with the big
but
white.
Not only that, but she's got this big black stripe on her chest.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to show you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I like the bobcat. That picture would have been visible from the kitchen window. I got a camera like right out back, and of course, had I been there at the time, you know, that time.
Yeah, he wouldn't be there.
No. I've at least seen that one crossing. But anyway, how'd the bear season go up here?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. 145 bears. Let's see. I've got that somewhere. 145 bears were taken.
That was 145.
Do they do a limit like they used to? Like you get to a certain point and then it's over?
There's no limit anymore.
Oh, okay.
Nope, no limit.
Bears have made a comeback.
There were 800 permits issued, 1,800 and some hunters out there in the woods, you know, permittees and so forth. You know, you were allowed two sub-permittees, but a lot of guys only had one, you know, maybe. But 31 were taken in Allegheny County, 8 taken in Frederick County, 95 the bulk, as usual, taken from Garrett County, and 11 bears were taken in Washington County. The average weight of the bears harvested was 156 pounds. 68% of the bears were taken on private land. What that says to me is good news that a third of those bears were taken on public land.
Yep.
Okay. 5,204 hunters applied for a permit. 800 permits were awarded, and 1,851 hunters participated. So the largest bear taken weighed 539 pounds, was harvested in Garrett County by Carl Lee of Swanton. Other notable bears included a 529-pound bear, also taken in Garrett County by Tyler Minnick of Grantsville, and a 422-pound Bruin taken in Washington County by Robert Droneberg of Roersville. So there you go.
Wow.
Doesn't break them down now, by these, sex. Doesn't
these
break
these permittees or whatever you call them, are they allowed to carry a weapon too? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can all carry a weapon, but only one bear per permit.
Oh, okay.
So we had a potential to have 2,400 guys in the woods, all, you know, hunting, all able to take a bear, but only one on the permit.
So you'd have a total, if you had 2,400 hunters, if each permit took a, how many permits were there?
800.
800?
Yeah.
So you can take 800 bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But they know the success rate's only, you know, not anywhere near that. Like,
I know, but I'm just saying that's
20%.
The total it could have been. Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
Sure.
But
yeah,
it was a good harvest.
Because I've never applied, or I've got no desire to shoot a bear myself. That's just
really?
Me.
I used to say that.
Hmm. You say you used to say that?
I used to say that. Yeah, I used to say that. And I've taken three bears, and I enjoyed bear hunting. You know?
Uh-huh.
Taken two over bait in New Brunswick. And
excuse me.
Yeah, you're good. And I took a bear in 2015 in Garrett County. None of those bears were large, but they were all bears. And, I mean, there were no, didn't shoot a cub or anything like that. They were all mature, but not ancient or old or big or heavy or anything like that. Uh-huh. So that's the goal. I said to, Laura, my sub-permittee, I said, if it's a big bear, I'll likely try to shoot it. If it's an average bear, that's going to be your first one. I'd more than glad to let her shoot, you know, an average-sized bear.
But, we got one sitting here broadcasting with us this morning.
Your sub-permittee is, like, right there with you?
Can be. Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
You don't. I mean, the sub-permittee can go during the season if the permittee isn't even hunting.
Oh, okay.
Yep. They've changed the rules. They've loosened them quite a bit for the first few years, no question.
How many years has that been now since they started that again?
2004.
Okay.
I was drawn in five. I was
like
drawn in
bears, and it was as soon as you got to 30, you know, everybody gets out of the woods.
Say that again.
I say it used to, when they first started it. It was a number.
Yes.
And that number was acquired. It
yes.
wasn't amount of days in the season. It was a number.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's a 5-day season, unlimited.
Cool.
We got that many bears.
That's good.
Yeah.
They made that much of a comeback. I was talking to the locals down there in Tennessee, where our place is at, and the one guy said, up until 15 years ago, there really weren't any bears down there.
Yeah.
And he said they planted them in, they brought them in from somewhere. I can't remember where he said, but he said they seem to take hold because there's, you know, quite a few around now.
They claim there's, in Great Smoky Mountain National Forest or whatever, they claim the population there's 800 bears.
Hmm.
Yeah, down outside
I've already got pictures of at least 9 different ones. One camera, one just our property. We have 85 acres down there. But we're actually north of the Great Smoky Mountains.
Right, yeah. Well, we were in Gatlinburg, and we had two youngsters raiding the dumpster. They'd take turns, you know.
Uh-huh.
We never saw two at the same time. We saw two different bears in the dumpster, and you know, they were very entertaining. But the one facilities guy down there that had opportunity to come to our room for a little problem was a hunter, and he was talking about it and ran into him on the last day. And I said, well, we saw it. Thanks for calling the room when the bears were out back. He says, you didn't see the big one yet. I said, oh? He said, we got a bear on grounds, on the hotel grounds, about 600 pounds.
Jeez.
I said, I'd have liked to seen him. So.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I've seen, in New Brunswick, I've seen three very large bears, and they're very impressive. I never got a shot at one, but they're very impressive. So
that one I sent you, the first, one of the first bear pictures I sent you, was that was a big bear.
That was a big dude, no question. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, I'm going to let other callers get on.
All right, Richard, thanks for the call. Glad to, nice talking to you, and enjoy it, and enjoy your place down in Tennessee.
We will, and I'm actually heading out in the woods this afternoon in Maryland, and hopefully get out tomorrow morning, too.
All right, good for you. So, good luck.
All right, have a good one, Alan.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Let's talk to George. Hello, George.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm well, you?
Doing well. Just listening to your bear talk. I used to enter that contest a lot, and then my son, he entered, and he killed one, and he gave me some bear meat, and guess what?
What?
Mental block. I can't eat them.
Oh, really?
Oh, he gave me some ground. I cooked it up for the family, and I had a little cookout, and everybody loved them. I just had some mental block. It just upset my stomach immediately. So
oh, wow.
I don't enter anymore. I know it's in my head, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but...
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
Robin has a mental block with all wild game, except moose and sycamore.
I eat bear sausage. Bear bologna.
Bear bologna.
I beat bear bologna. I liked it.
Yeah.
Whitetail, I just have a mental block with.
Yeah.
I was all anticipating, and it didn't have anything to do with the taste.
Right.
It just, when I started eating it, I said, I don't know. Just it was the weirdest feeling. I've never had that before.
Now, how big was your son's bear?
250 pounds.
All right. Look, we have an organization. We have a business, actually, an enterprise, if you would, called Bucks Bears Stags, BUCKS-BEARS-STAGS, Bucks Bears Stags. And that's the website, too, bucksbearstags.com. We are measuring for the first Maryland record book. We've got records going back 30 years on deer, but we don't have very many bear entries. So have your son email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If that bear was 250 pounds, it probably matches the minimum of 16 inches to have his... You know, to have his name entered in the record book. And anybody else that's taken a bear in Maryland that's listening or knows somebody that's taken a bear, get in touch with me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We're planning on having a record book in December. It's not going to happen, but June 1, 2020, that record book will be available on the street. We're taking entries through this deer season and bear season so that we can get the 2019-2020 animals entered into Bucks, Bears, Stags, and put them in the record
book. Yeah, we were having so many phone calls and so much interest, we decided to extend it.
Extend it a little bit, yeah, because there's a lot of nice bucks, a lot of nice stags, and, of course, we have another bear season. Those three big bears, we'd like to measure those up. So.
Yeah, I'm entering the muzzleloader contest.
Yep.
Figure I'd mention it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I had a big scare yesterday. I was on 702 on 695.
Oh, yeah.
And 4 o'clock in the evening, here comes his deer out from the back river swamps on that side.
Oh, man.
Running right across. How this deer never got killed, I don't know. But right through the rush hour traffic and just got across. I don't know how he did it.
I've seen a couple of them on the Beltway so far. So
yeah, I almost hit it. I threw my brakes on, but the guy that was racing me on the other side, he didn't see it, and he almost hit it.
Oh, man.
So, oh, yeah. Well.
You got to pay attention this time of year.
There are dangers everywhere.
That's right. All right, George, appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Hey George.
Yeah.
Is your son's name Chris?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to get – I've asked him to enter that bear a couple times, so – get on him a little bit.
Yeah, he's right here next to me. We're heading down the Eastern Shore to do a little scouting, and he's shaking his head. Yeah, he's going to do it.
Yeah, he's going to do it. All right. Yeah, this guy's George. He killed a nice sick of deer a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Probably needs to be measured. And he's the holder of the white perch record here in Maryland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. How about that for pulling it out of my head there, George?
Yeah, that white perch.
Yeah, that white perch.
Yeah, that was, I went back to that same spot 2 weeks, fished and fished and fished, and never caught another white perch.
You know, that's my favorite fishing, George, white perch. I could fish them all day long.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. But I wasn't fishing for them. I was fishing for crappie.
And, I got you.
It was amazing. So
that's when it happens.
Yep. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Have a super day.
Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Chris, who's next?
Well, on the line, we have got Luigi, then we've got Tom and Rick, and we also have a commercial break coming up.
Yeah, Luigi, Tom, and Rick. Got it. All right, well, let's talk to Luigi, and then we'll probably do a commercial break and then talk to Tom and Rick, or we'll figure everybody out.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, here's Luigi.
Hey, Luigi, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, good morning. I'm here in Easton, you know.
Yep.
Yep.
I was going to tell you, white perch, tell Rob, they're delicious, aren't they?
Unbelievable, my favorite.
Yeah, I love white perch. Anyhow, I'm going to tax your memory, Alan. You remember Vito?
Oh, Vito Banakis, Banakakis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fished with him.
Retired, you know, he was a retired policeman, and he moved back over to his home country of Lithuania.
Yeah, I know. I kept track of him for a little while. He was dating a bunch of 18-year-old girls over there, if I remember.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Yeah. I fished with him once. Yeah, he said, you'll sit there in the middle seat. I said, okay, great, thank you. It was an oven rack on his boat with a boat.
Yeah, he can fish. He could fish.
Oh, that guy could fish like crazy, no question. Is he still alive?
As far as I know.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I get a hold of them, and I'll tell them to give you a call or something.
You do that. I'd love to hear from them. Yeah. I'd love to hear from them. Yeah, we got on his boat. He said, before we fish, he gets out the vodka, pours us both a vodka, and says, Sveiks.
And you never went to the Lithuanian Hall with him, did you?
No, I did not.
I'm telling you, man, they used to have that beer to stand there, you know, that drink they made?
Yes.
Oh, man. Delicious. he used to give me a bottle at Christmas time all the time.
No kidding. That's wild.
Blessed by the priest down there at the church.
Yeah, we fished the outflow there at Miller's Island and caught catfish and perch and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't blame him. He went back to Lithuania, so, you know, we got a nice retirement.
Yeah, good for him. Nice guy.
He went back to his hometown, home country.
Yep. He's a good man. Well, if you talk to him, tell him I said hello.
Oh, I will.
All right, Luigi. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye, Luigi.
Bye, Luigi.
Bye-bye.
All right. We do have to take a break, and I do have to tell you folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island. Now, you might think that's a big place. Well, it's easy to get to Chesapeake Outdoors. They're right on Route 50. I mean, just off of Route 50. You know what I'm talking about. When you cross the Bay Bridge, you start looking at the exits, and you'll see exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Well, as you're looking for those exits, you'll look on the right-hand side. You'll see the big Chesapeake Outdoors sign there in the big building, and you just get off the exit, do a little turnaround, you know, right, and you're right into the parking lot. It's that easy. So, listen, with the rut starting to crank up here a little bit, I want to talk a little bit about a couple of bows that they have. They have the Raven crossbow. Everybody wants a Raven. R26 and R29. Compact, fast, accurate. The Mission crossbow, the Mission Sub 1 XR, you can't beat it for accuracy either. Both are available at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, Mission's made by Matthews. Matthews makes a whole lineup of wonderful compound bows, including the new Vertex. And the new bows are coming in about 2 weeks. I think the 16th they're going to unveil the new Matthews bows. So those will be ready, too. 10-point Excalibur Carbon Express Barnett crossbows, custom arrows, bow tuning and accessories, anything you need for the whitetail rut, they've got it. They've even got camouflage apparel for all seasons. They've got scent-free camo. They've got the banded for waterfowl, the Costa sunglasses, the Yeti coolers. Firearms by Remington Shop and Savage, muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA, and a complete waterfowl section. Decoys by Avery steel shot by people like Kent. All the waterfowl calls from all the manufacturers, including the local ones. Gear, camo by Bandit, it's all there. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, Kent Island. Their town is actually called Chester, Maryland. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Just the sheer fact that we have opened up our Saturday with a freeze warning gives you an idea about where our temperatures are. Now, we will see the sunshine today, so we've got the radiant heating going for us, which is nice. Only going up to the mid-50s, though. Another chilly night again tonight, mid to upper 30s, and we're looking at mostly clear skies. And we finish out the weekend with sunshine on Sunday, afternoon high low to mid-50s. Plenty of sunshine for Monday as we get into the work week. Mid-50s to low 60s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Oh, we're back. Clyde Sports Shop is who we're talking about right now. I want to talk about two rifles. I want to talk about the X-Bolt. Okay, that is extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. And the X-Bolt is, I mean, if you're looking for a, I don't know, a moderately priced rifle, not an inexpensive rifle, but something that's really going to be quality, really going to last for a long, long time, then invest in an X-Bolt. It is an extremely accurate bolt action, big game gun. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available. It's got an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. It is a very, very, very fine firearm, and it's a Browning. Now, look, if you're going out west or if you're going out western Maryland, it doesn't really matter. There's an X-Bolt Hell's Canyon for you. Whether it's a speed model in some of the lighter calibers, a little shorter rifle, the long range, or the McMillan models, it comes in a arid urban camouflage. It's kind of a cool-looking camo. It's got a Dura-Touch finish on the stock, a Cerakote finish on the barrel. It's a ceramic coating on the barrel called Cerakote. It's a fluted barrel, sporter barrel. It's got a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, and it is a bolt action. And it comes in select calibers. Now, like the Speed or the long range, the McMillan, they come in 6.5 Creedmoor and some of the longer range calibers. But those two rifles, if you're in the market for a good rifle that's going to last you the rest of your life, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon and the X-Bolt, all from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's ClydeSports.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting available at Clyde's.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
All right, let's go right to Tom on the call line. Good morning, Tom. How are you, buddy?
What's up, my brother?
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Just trying to get used to being retired.
It's a different feeling, isn't it?
Different world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So what can we do for you?
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year, so I called in to enter the muzzle loader contest.
No, it is the most wonderful time of the year, I'll tell you. It's got hunting season written all over it. It's got holidays. It's got family and friends. It's got the whole deal.
That's a shirt I was wearing last night. Most wonderful time of the year.
Most wonderful time of the year, yep, no question.
Well, you guys have a good day. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Soon,
good luck to you on the contest.
Thanks.
Take care now.
Have a great one, Tom.
See ya.
You too. See ya.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Good morning. Alan.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, listen, I called you about 3-4 weeks ago with the gun I tried to sell, and I couldn't remember the model of the firearm. It was a model of XL7 Marlin 270, bolt action. Trying to sell it.
Still trying to sell it?
Yeah, it's best offer over 200.
Got it.
My number, phone number.
Nope. Chris has your number. Listen.